Udelcare, Blade, Dogville, Ace Ventura Star, Dead at 81. By Paul Bois on November 24, 2025. German-born actor Udelcare, whose fierce good looks and icy blue eyes imbued his characters with a menacing nobility, died this week at the age of 81. Care died in Palm Springs, California, on Sunday morning, according to his partner, artist Albert McBride. His cause of death has not been revealed. Born in Udelkirchen, Cologne, Germany, as Allied forces were bombing the hospital, the actor moved to London at age 18 after meeting legendary writer-director Rainer Werner Fassbinder in a bar. The two would later go on to collaborate in movies like The Station Master's Wife, The Third Generation, and Lily Marlene. Among the more than 200 films in his expansive body of work, Care's breakout collaborations with Warhol are among his most celebrated, noted variety. Care starred in the titular roles in both 1973's Flesh for Frankenstein and 1974's Blood for Dracula, noted variety. Both directed by Paul Morrissey and produced by Warhol, the films are subversive, sultry reimaginings of the classic Hollywood monsters, with Care bringing a haunting yet comically inept spin on the title characters. Care moved on to work with acclaimed director Gus Van Sant after meeting him at the Berlin Film Festival, who he credited for helping him secure steady work in the United States after starring his 1991 coming-of-age classic My Own Private Idaho alongside River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves. Around the same time, Care began his lifelong collaboration with Von Trier. Starting in the late 80s with Epidemic, Care appeared in the 1991 film Europa before appearing in several episodes of Von Trier's long-running horror thriller series The Kingdom through the 90s and aughts, added variety. Their other film collaborations include Breaking the Waves, Dancer in the Dark, Dogville, Melancholia and Nymphomaniac, Volume 2. Care also endeared himself to mainstream audiences in the 1990s with movies like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Armageddon, and Blade. "I liked the attention, so I became an actor," he told Variety's Peter DeBruges in a 2024 interview.